Okay, here we go. On to part three, my refuting Jesse Hare's sermon about me. We are at about minute 48, and he starts talking about where I called out that they allow Roman Catholics to enter their services. Listen in.
He says, Mr. Pollack perceives that we are uniting with the Catholics, that we are becoming, uniting with. And his evidence of that is, we had a Roman Catholic priest in our meeting one time. Somehow that proves that we are joining with them.
Well, let's stop right there. So the New Testament body of Christ is for those that are repentive, born from above, new creations, and we don't go out in the world and invite strangers in. Here's the problem. A couple of problems. Mark Bull and Jesse Hare allowed a Roman Catholic man and his priest to come not to hear the gospel preached to them. They sat, they sang, they prayed with them in their service. They allowed them to partake in the singing, excuse me, and the praying. Now, they would say, you can't take communion. The Bible doesn't teach us that's the borderline, the taking of the bread and the wine. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. The Bible teaches us that people that are not of Christ are not even born into the body of Christ. Acts 2 says, God added as he saw fit. You don't add people to the body of Christ. You don't invite them in by just going out in the street, inviting them into a worship service that you call a worship service, singing, praying, and some teaching. If you're going to have people in that aren't believers, you should preach the gospel that day. Look at them and call them to repentance. Then see if they want to come and keep sitting with you. You know what's interesting about this Catholic situation? I have eyewitness testimony. The man is rich. He lives right down the street. Mark Bullen's sons are helping him build a giant million-dollar house, I was told. I wonder if that's why they're friends with the Roman Catholic. And it's not just uniting to Catholics. They unite to Mennonites. Mark sends his sons to Mennonite conferences to pick up wives, I believe. Mark has weddings, and we have video of it, of uncovered women sitting in his wedding praying with them. This is sinful and heretical. I called it out to Nathan, and Nathan was like dumbfounded. They'll go to Mennonite churches and have weddings and have Mennonite ministers stand up, and they'll unite to them. When Mark writes whole books, Mark left the Mennonites. Jesse left the Mennonites. Philip Hare left the Mennonites. But yet they'll unite to them. Romans 16, 17 is clear. Anyone who leaves sound doctrine, we are to mark and avoid them. Mark Bullen and Jesse Hare, unite with them, sing and pray with them when we're supposed to be calling them to repentance, preaching the gospel to them, not including them in the body of Christ. You see what I'm saying? They don't even have this basic down. They're just Baptist Mennonite men, spiritually dead, not led by the Spirit, void of the full truth. Let's keep going.
And numerous other things. Now, if I understand right, our church sign says everyone welcome. Is that true or not?
All right, let's stop right there. The New Testament body, everyone is not welcome. Okay, you can't even get into the New Testament body until you've come to faith in Christ, repented, and made your decision to turn from your sin to follow Christ, and then you're born from above by His Spirit through repentance. Then you enter into the body of Christ. How do you enter into Mark's body? You just walk through the front door and sign his contract and get in the program. Do you see how heretical this is? It's not biblical. It's made of man. Mark says he built his body. You'll hear Jesse later talk about building something. Mark says he built his body. He did. He built a man-made, independent Baptist, modified Mennonite program that I call them the Bullenites, because that's what they are. They're not the true New Testament body of Christ. This is a battle for truth. Jesse and Mark are losing, and they can't face it through repentance. Let's keep going.
allowed a Roman Catholic priest to come to Syria. We allow Hindus, we allow Muslims, we allow numerous different belief systems to come and learn. All right?
All right, let's stop right there. No problem letting anybody from the world that wants to come to sit and learn the gospel. You don't sing, you don't pray, you don't treat it like it's just another day. Do you see the problem here, folks? They should be ministering to those people what they need, the biblical gospel, and not inviting those people to sing and pray with them, like not inviting uncovered women in a wedding to sing and pray. This is what I'm talking about. More evidence how void of truth they are. They're wide open so Mark can grow his legacy. You know, that's his focus. In a sermon, Mark said he wants to have a legacy and you got to follow the vision of the pastor. Chapter and verse on that, Jesse? Oh, I guess you didn't learn that from Mark because it isn't in the scriptures. Let's keep going.
Come and learn. Not come and teach. Come and learn. We're honest. Everyone welcome to come and learn. Mr. Polonick, welcome to come and learn. Come and teach? No. Not until you demonstrate that you are going to be teaching something worth listening to.
Right. No.
All right.
Okay, so he said, I can come and learn, but not teach. Actually, I can't come there because I can't unite to heretics. Titus 3 tells me that. Romans 16, 17 tells me that. 1 Timothy tells me to mark and avoid those people that are religious, but leave the way. But you know what, Jesse? I'm already teaching. I'm on the internet. People are reading my testing about you. You wouldn't be talking about me in one of your sermons if I wasn't teaching and reaching your people. And in 2020, let's fast forward, Mark Bullen talks about me quite a bit. I'll just say that. You can find that all on the testing. So I am teaching, Jesse. I just won't sit next to you, as the Bible tells me to not sit in the seat next to people that mock God, that make their own man-made traditions, not to approve of it, but to lovingly call you out. Call you out, 1 Timothy 5, a public rebuke, so others will see and fear, so that you can repent. And James 5, pull you from your sin, save a soul from death. Let's keep going. All right, up next at minute 49:55, Jesse says another lie. I call them out because they're worldly by their politics. Mark has politics all over his website. He's got worldly men like Sean Hannity and other men. Go look at it. Worldly, carnal, Roman Catholic, worldly men. Unbiblical, ungodly, even Antichrist type men from the world. All over his website for politics. Jesse says, I say, you can't even talk about politics. You're a liar, Jesse. I call you guys out for your... Mark teaches that we should have patriotism to America like Israel did to the fatherland of Israel. What heresy. God has one favored nation. That's Israel, not America. Mark lifts up Donald Trump. Hey, Donald Trump wants to legalize sodomy and lesbianism. Donald Trump is a wicked, vile man. Mark votes for him, the lesser of two evils. You can't find that in the scriptures anywhere. They have Trump flags and American flags in their little cult compound when I drove by his house and made a video. That's the affairs of the world. Paul says in 1 Timothy, what soldier gets entangled in the affairs of the world? He's supposed to be serving the one that's called him. Politics are worldly. And lastly, I know Mark's sons went to a Donald Trump rally where there was worldly music and all kinds of worldliness going on. This is how worldly and corrupt they are. Mark's son Micah is really political. He has more on his Facebook page about politics than he does the truth of God. So Jesse, you're a liar. Jesse says, we can't even just talk about politics. You're a liar, Jesse. My testing calls you out for your embracing of patriotism and politics. Let's listen in.
Mr. Paul, where do you ever see them becoming involved in politics or having anything to say about politics? All right. We are commanded to pray for our civil leaders. We are commanded to pay the taxes that we owe to them. We are commanded to obey them. But Where's the logic that says we can never talk about anything they did?
There's his lie. I never said you can't talk about it. Of course we're supposed to pray. Of course we're supposed to pay our taxes. Jesse's a liar. If he would read the testing, see, this is how they do it. It's an ad hominem attack. They basically say, I'm telling you, you can't even talk about politics. I never said that. I said getting involved in voting, patriotism, and becoming so enamored with the political system of America that it's all over your website and your sons go to worldly events. You're worldly, you're carnal, you're sinful. You're a yes man, Jesse. Repent, or you're going to perish. Let's move on. Up next, about minute 50, Jesse talks about where I say that I've turned families away, and we have. We've turned families away from LFCF, and listen what he says. This is pretty shameful.
Okay. He doesn't actually ever state how many families he has successfully prevented from coming here, but he implies that he has been instrumental in doing so. According to our understanding, that means he has offended. If these families were seeking God and striving to be pleasing to God, and he's done that, he has offended them. He has caused...
Do you hear that? So earlier in the sermon, Jesse was talking about whoever offends one of my little ones, gets a millstone around his neck, would be better that he's cast in the ocean. What a terrible Bible teacher Jesse is. Now he says, if I warn people about their sin, their feminism, their false gospel, their contract, the lording over diatrophies, their worldliness, their unbiblical dress, living for Mark's legacy, if I warn families about that, and I tell them, don't go there if you want to serve God, I'm stumbling them. Again, this goes along with young Jesse's daughter, I don't know if she, 13, 14, 15, whatever age she is, telling a grown woman she should leave her husband and stay at LFCF. Her husband's a believer, by the way. When Mark left to go start his own ministry, Jesse left the Mennonites to go become a deacon. Yet his daughter, wicked young woman she is, writing letters telling a grown woman to leave her husband or she'll lose her hope of salvation because... LFCF, if you leave them, you're leaving God. I have her letter right on my website, copies of it. I'm stumbling families, he says it again, that I'm stumbling families. No, I'm warning them because I love my neighbor and I don't want them caught up in your heresy, Jesse. Terrible lies, terrible exegesis of scripture. He's using eisegesis. What a terrible teacher he is. Good example of a terrible yes man. Let's keep going. All right, so Jesse goes on to talk more about the stumbling. Listen to this. Me stumbling other families by warning them about Jesse and Mark's sin.
Seeking God and striving to be pleasing to God, and he's done that. He has offended them. He has caused them to stumble. And as such, he is setting himself up to receive wrath from God.
So did you get that, folks? If you don't send people to LFCF and you warn them about the sin there and they decide to go somewhere else, maybe they decide to do what Mark did, drive around for years and start their own body somewhere. Oh, Mark says you can't do that, but he did it. Hey, maybe they decided to leave their unbiblical body, maybe like the Mennonites, to go somewhere else like Jesse and Philip Herod did. Oh, you can't do that because if you leave LFCF, you're losing your hope of salvation. That's what they teach. They are a cult. They've moved into cult territory with their false gospel, their contract, and they're doubling down in all of this heresy. As I'm exposing them, they're going deeper into their heresy. Mark Bullen's pretty creative. He's always used the word program, 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 program. When I started exposing that, the word program went away, and he talks more about the gospel now. A man who went there for 8 years told me Mark never talked about Jesus. Now Mark's talking about Jesus, the gospel, and he even calls it sometimes the gospel program. This is what Satan does. He brings truth to his lies and deception to keep you sitting in the pew. It's wicked, and I'm going to work to expose it with every last breath I have. Not because I hate them. I hate every false way. Psalm 119 tells me to. I love my neighbor and I love these people, and I want to pull them from the flame, hating even their garment. Hey, I think that's in Jude, where we're supposed to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Let's keep listening. By the way, before we move on here, I want to say, instead of stumbling these families, I'm warning them about Mark and Jesse and LFCF, and I'm giving them sound doctrine. I'm teaching them they can be the body of Christ where they are. Mark always says, you have nothing to offer them. I have Christ. I have Christ's word. I have Christ's New Testament model. And I have a ministry that can teach them much truth. Hey, that's why you guys are talking about me in sermons, because my ministry is proclaiming truth and it's causing issues against your lies. Didn't Jesus say in John 3:19 through 21 that the light comes, his word is the light, and it pierces the darkness, and men love their sin. They're lording over their false gospel, their contracts. They love their dead ritual religion and control, and they run and they hide in the dark, and then they'll shoot bullets at you like Mark and Jesse are doing, but they can't contend in the light. Yeah, Jesus warned about false men like that. Hey, up next, Jesse's gonna lie about what I say about them in the Lord's Day. Listen in.
He has a problem with us thinking that Sunday is a good biblical day on which to meet and worship. He believes you should meet.
All right, let me stop right there. Liar. What's that? Third, fourth lie. Jesse, go read the testing. You can meet any day of the week you want. The saints met in Acts 2 daily, house to house. Do you guys do that? No, you guys don't do that. You meet in Mark's house. You know, the place where he vacuums and sweeps. Mark's always saying he's vacuuming and he's sweeping. He's such a lording over bishop. How come his wives and daughters aren't doing the housework at that place? Anyway, I don't know about that. Jesse brings up the Lord's Day and he lies. Go read the testing. I don't tell you you can't meet on a Sunday. I tell you to stop teaching it's the Lord's Day. It is not the Lord's Day. I refuted both Jeff Wallace, his sermon. By the way, Jeff Wallace left there, said he's a sister body of LFCF. Nathan denied it when I met Nathan in the street. Mark is still promoting Jeff Wallace, and Jeff Wallace's family is going into heresy. His son wants to be on American Idol and is on Facebook singing about God and beer in country music. See the amazing mess that sin creates? Jesse, you're a liar. You can meet on Sunday. You and Mark and Jeff Wallace teach that Sunday is the Lord's Day. I refute those. Go look up my testing. Go look up my articles. Just go on the internet and Google Living Faith Christian Fellowship Exposed. Go look up Mark Bullen Exposed. My testing comes up all over. Stop lying, Jesse. It's not what I said. You can't answer in the truth. So you got a lie and slander. Wicked man you are. Wicked yes man that you are. I pray you repent. Let's keep going.
Well, that is wonderful. We believe that the Spirit has led us to meet together on Sunday.
Exactly.
All right, he's talking about where I talk about you have to be Spirit-led. And what I'm talking about is, Mark admits, stand up, sit down, kneel, do this, do that, do that. They're not Spirit-led. They're very robotic. They're very spiritually dead, like a Lutheran, like a Mennonite, like an Independent Baptist. When 1 Corinthians 14 shows us an open, participatory gathering where all men can get up, use their gifts, share, give testimony, Mark has a dry, dead ritual service. Dry, dead ritual life. A man that left there once told me after just a few months of fellowship and discipleship, he learned more in a couple months than he learned in the whole 8 years of being with Mark, because he said, all we do is go to church on Sunday and Wednesdays. By the way, he said they read Mark's books on Wednesday, not the scriptures. That's what he said. They have dry, dead ritual religion. Yep, we should be Spirit-led. Doesn't mean you can't plan a time to meet. But here's a novel idea. Paul preached till midnight one time. And other than their New Year's Eve service, which, by the way, Samuel Alberts, when I met him in the street in Brookfield, lied that he even knew and went to. Well, he lied that he went on a regular basis, was a member of Living Faith Christian Fellowship. He said, I've been there a few times. I know of them. He's so happy to be united to them. He lied in front of me and my wife, and it's all on audio. You can listen to it on the testing. But he talked about a lot of things that Mark teaches, the Lord's Day, and we talked about Spirit-led. And he said, oh, our meetings sometimes go till midnight. Once a year on New Year's Eve, they have a midnight service. Mark starts at 10 or 11 and ends at this time. It's always like clockwork. That's not Spirit-led. That's Bishop-led. Stand up, sit down. That's not of God and His Spirit. That's of a man-made program. And if you notice, well, let's listen into the next part. Here's where Jesse makes a comment about Spirit-led and they kind of snicker.
He believes you should meet together as the Spirit leads. Well, that is wonderful. We believe that the Spirit has led us to meet together on Sunday.
Exactly.
So, I think we're obeying that.
Actually, you're not obeying that because I show you, you teach Sunday's the Lord's Day. I've got articles and you refuse to refute it. You're hiding in the dark, Jesse and Mark Bullen. And people see that. It doesn't look good for elders that are supposed to be able to teach those with sound doctrine. Let's keep going. More lies from Jesse Hare. All right, we're going to go on to part four coming up. Part 4, refuting Jesse Hare. Stay tuned.